when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
And good afternoon. Great segue song into our gospel show this afternoon. It's 2:31, and we're going on about a half hour later than what we usually do, the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry. Is usually from 2 until 4 p.m. Of course, last Sunday I was in the hospital at this time, and there was no show. And this week I kind of debated on whether or not to do the show, but I felt really led to do the show. And consequently, I had to have some peace. So in order to get some peace, I'm doing the show. And here's the way we kick it off each week.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master's radio. In touch with God. Radio receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God, turn your radio on, turn your radio on. touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master radio. Get in touch with God.
And that's the song that opens up our show every week from 2 until 4 p.m. on the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry right here at frankandterryradio.com. And that's Andy Griffith. And Turn Your Radio On. Going to kick off the show today with the Kingsmen and Saints Will Rise.
When our work on earth is ended and the time has come to go,
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise, saints will rise, headed for that blessed country, and it's heaven, I am told.
Saints will rise,
saints will rise, saints will rise, saints will rise on that hallelujah morning
when we hear,
the trumpet sound, going up to see King Jesus.
Saints will rise,
saints will rise. Saints will rise. Have you made your preparation? Are you going to that land?
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise. Saints will rise. Jesus gave his life a ransom so that you can join that band.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise. Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise. Saints will rise on that hallelujah morning
when we hear,
that trumpet sound.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise on that hallelujah morning
when we hear
that trumpet sound.
Going
up to see King Jesus.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Gave his life a ransom so that you can join that band.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise.
Saints will rise on that hallelujah morning
when we hear
that trumpet sound.
Going
up to see King Jesus.
Saints will rise.
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 Saints will rise on that hallelujah morning
when we hear that trumpet sound.
Going
goodness. Yeah, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. Yes, indeed. That's the Kingsmen live performance, and Saints Will Rise. 21 minutes now before 3, and good afternoon to you. We had not scheduled this program for today, but it's Palm Sunday, and I just felt I needed to be on the air worshiping with my listeners today. For some of you who have not been able to get out, go to church today. Just hang out with us until 4:30. Got some great music for you. Here's some local boys. They're the Southern Harmony Quartet. They're out of Somerset and Russell Springs. The name of this song is Pray. The Southern Harmony Quartet, and it's called Pray. 18 minutes now before 3. And speaking of praying, I want to thank everyone who prayed for me when I had the atrial flutter again last week. And it was in the last hour of our Cruising to the Oldie show on Saturday night. I was just fine the first 2 hours. That last hour, 7 o'clock sharp, it took off. I was off to the races. And it was a scary weekend for me, been a scary few days, been a week of adjustment physically for me. I'm adjusting to some new medicines that slow down my heart rate, try to keep it under control until I go in for a cardiac ablation. I went in the first time. They had to abort the process because of the pain in my right leg. I was jerking around, even being slightly anesthetized. So I'll have to be totally under when they do the process again, and this time It's my cardiologist coordinating. Come on, Frank. He's coordinating his time with the anesthesiologist, and that's what the holdup is as of right now. 2:44, good afternoon, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band on this Palm Sunday called The Love of God. That's the Gaither Vocal Band and The Love of God, 2:48, and good afternoon, a special edition of the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet, and an unplanned edition, but I could not let Palm Sunday go by without getting on the air with my listeners, worshiping with you a little bit. I think I needed this maybe a lot more than you guys do. You know, Palm Sunday is the day we celebrate the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem 1 week before his resurrection. Now, as Jesus entered the holy city, He neared the culmination of a long journey toward Golgotha. He had come to save the lost, and now was the time, this was the place, to secure that salvation. Palm Sunday marked the start of what is called Passion Week, the final 7 days of Jesus' earthly ministry. Palm Sunday was the beginning of the end of Jesus' work on earth. Palm Sunday began with Jesus and his disciples traveling over the Mount of Olives. The Lord sent two disciples ahead into the village of Bethphage to find an animal to ride. They found the unbroken colt of a donkey, just as Jesus has said they would. When they untied the colt, the owners began to question them. The disciples responded with the answer Jesus had provided. The Lord needs it. Amazingly, amazingly, the owners were satisfied with that answer and let the disciples go. They brought the donkey to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on the donkey. Now, as Jesus ascended toward Jerusalem, a large multitude gathered around him. This crowd understood that Jesus was the Messiah. What they did not understand was it wasn't time to set up the kingdom yet, although Jesus had tried to tell them so. The crowd's actions along the road gave rise to the name Palm Sunday. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. In strewing their cloaks on the road, the people were giving Jesus the royal treatment. King Jehu was given similar honor at his coronation. Now John records the detail that the branches they cut were from palm trees. On that first Palm Sunday, the people also honored Jesus verbally. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." In their praise of Jesus, the Jewish crowds were quoting Psalm 118:25-26, an acknowledged prophecy of the Christ. The allusion to a messianic psalm drew resentment from the religious leaders present. Now, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." However, Jesus saw no need to rebuke those who told the truth. He replied, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Some 450 to 500 years prior to Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, the prophet Zechariah had prophesied the event we now call Palm Sunday. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The prophecy was fulfilled in every particular, and it was indeed a time of rejoicing as Jerusalem welcomed their king. Unfortunately, the celebration was not to last. The crowds looked for a Messiah who would rescue them politically and free them nationally, but Jesus had come to save them spiritually. First things first. And mankind's primary need is spiritual, not political, cultural, or national salvation. Now, even as the coatless multitudes waved the palm branches and shouted for joy, they missed the true reason for Jesus' presence. They could neither see nor understand the cross. That's why, as Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and he said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." It is a tragic thing to see the Savior but not recognize him for who he is. The crowds who were crying out Hosanna on Palm Sunday were crying out, "Crucify him," later that week. There's coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The worship will be real then. Also, John records a scene in heaven that features the eternal celebration of the risen Lord. "Therefore, before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands." These palm-bearing saints will shout, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, and who can measure some of their joy."
In Gethsemane, he shed great drops of agony. He prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. But it was God's will for him to go and die on Calvary. The pain that he bore, the blood that he shed was for me. That day at Calvary,
that day at Calvary,
it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
The devil throws.
While on this journey.
While on this journey. Oh, what a change happened that day at Calvary.
Back when my life was still held in sin's bondage, I had a great fear of things that I couldn't understand. But when I came to know the fabulous love of Jesus, he banished my fears and firmly took hold of my hand. That day at Calvary, it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
That devil throws
while on this journey.
While on this journey.
Oh, what a change happened that day.
That's the Cathedrals and That Day at Calvary, 256. Good afternoon. That's 256 Eastern Time. Now, all the way over in Holland in the Netherlands is listening Faye Hi Ubo. And it would be, I believe Faye is 6 hours ahead of us over there, so it would be almost 9 o'clock in the Netherlands. Faye, thank you so much for listening. Here's Brian, Free and Assurance, Fighting on My Knees.
Been scarred on the front line. This armor seen some testing, and my courage has been tried. But regardless of the battle or how fierce the enemy, I never have to leave my knees to claim the victory.
I'm a soldier winning battles by fighting on my knees. My captain is the author of this master's strategy. Though the arrows fly around me, I will not face defeat. I'm a soldier by fighting on my knees.
I kneel down in the bloodstains, in the shadow of the cross. I boldly fight for freedom and the honor of my God. Is my captain. against me, but I will not be moved.
I'm a soldier winning battles by fighting on my knees. My captain is the author of this master's strategy.
This house.
Beautiful song by the Hoppers, The Holy Hills of Heaven Call Me. 4 minutes past three, and good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this special unannounced edition of the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet. And my partner is busy catching up today and may stop down a little bit later on, but either way, we're going to be here until 4:30 today. We didn't start the show until 2:30 and didn't give anybody hardly any notice at all. But I just felt I needed to be on the air with my listeners and worship with them on a Palm Sunday. So thank you so much for joining me. Worshiping with us this afternoon, Sue Estes and Don Estes over in Eubank, Kentucky. And Sue, thank you so much for sharing the link to the program. God bless you. And Sue Pointer. Sue Pointer is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Sue, I got an Elvis gospel coming up for you. And I'm asking for special prayers today for Ronnie Crabtree and Doris Crabtree, faithful listeners of all our programs. Ronnie's going through some medical issues right now, but he's not going through anything. He's not going through anything that our God cannot handle. So we're praying for healing for Ronnie, and we're praying for comfort for Ronnie and Doris as they go through this time. Sue Pointer, this is for you. Here's Elvis. I'm going to debut a song that has not been played on our show yet. The artist's name is Ep Mevin Walls. Now, Ep is from Liberty, Kentucky, and this song that he wrote for a friend who had lost a spouse, and it's a song of comfort, and he is a great artist, and I hope to feature more of his music here on the Gospel Music Buffet. Ep, thank you so much. I don't think you're listening right now, but we're gonna put the show up and recording the show today, and the show will be able to be played again. The name of this song by Ep Mevin Walls is called "I'm Home," and it, by the way, is charting nationally right now. So congratulations to local talent, Ep Mevin Walls.
Oh, I took a walk today down by the riverside. I could not believe who I met. My mouth fell open wide. He said, my name is Moses. I see you're new. Then here came John and Peter, and we're sure glad to meet you. Then I heard somebody call my name, and I turned to see. It was my mom and dad. They both hugged me. We're so glad to see you. You should have seen them smile. We have all the time we need. Let's sit and talk a while. Yes, I'm home. I'm walking on these streets of gold. I wish I had your hand to hold, but for now I walk alone. Yes, I'm home. Today I got to talk with Jesus. I told him all about us. He just smiled, said, come along. Yes, I'm home. I got to hear the angels sing. It was such an awesome thing. You should have heard me sing along. And nothing can compare to when I saw God's throne. And he said, welcome, faithful servant. That's when I knew. Now I'm home. Yes, I'm home. Remember only good times when you think of me. You know our time's not over. We still have eternity. Cherish every moment. Live your life full each day. Just remember if you need me, I'm only a memory away. Yes, I'm home. I'm walking on these streets of gold. I wish I had your hand to hold, but for now I'll walk alone. Yes, I'm home. Today I got to talk with Jesus. I told him all about us. He just smiled, said, come along. Yes, I'm home. Got to hear the angels sing. It was such an awesome thing. You should have heard me sing along. Nothing can compare to when I saw God's throne. And he said, welcome, faithful servant. Then I knew. Yes, I'm home.
That's local artist Zeb Mevin Wall's beautiful song called I'm Home. Here's the Happy Goodman family. What a beautiful day.
Next sound that I hear.
Goodman, 17 minutes past 3. Here's the Perrys. Lord, I'm thankful.
Lately, I've been through some testing and trials. It felt like a detour that went on for miles. But standing here now looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful. Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am feeling so strong and alive. The darkness is past and the morning is bright, and I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah, back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus, finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants to pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm
of failure and fear, shadows of doubt where my hope was unclear. But all along, Lord, you were hovering near, and I'm thankful. All the sins of my past were a thundering roar that echoed the guilt that I could not ignore. But it's nailed to a cross and I hear it no more.
I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally.
That's the Parrish. Lord, I'm thankful, and Lord, I am thankful too. I'm thankful to be here and be alive today, and didn't have a near-death experience, but when I was up in the emergency room at the Veterans Hospital last weekend, that's where I was spending Sunday so, and all of Saturday night. I had a little bit of a scare. They were giving me metoprolol to bring down my heart rate. So hopefully that they wouldn't have to do what they call cardioversion, where they shock the heart back into normal sinus. And they've done that to me a couple times. Waiting right now on a cardiac ablation whenever we can get the cardiologist and the anesthesiologist together and on the same day and on the same page, it'll be done. And but last Saturday night, while all this was going on, they shot one medication into me, one that I usually take for my blood pressure, and then they gave me the metoprolol. Or I think that's the way you pronounce it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I could feel my heart, you know, slowing down a little bit. And, of course, the monitor was right over my shoulders, and I had all kinds of wires hooked up to me. And Terry, my wife, was sitting right across from me, you know, watching everything. And I saw her face look a little bit alarmed. And then suddenly, I just literally felt myself starting to pass out. And I said, Terry, I'm fading away. And when I said that, the alarms went off. And my heart stopped beating for several seconds. I didn't go totally out. Thank God for that. And I saw the nurses come running in, ER nurses up there. One had paddles in her hand. And I thought, oh, goodness. Didn't want the paddles. Thank you very much. But they summoned the doctor. The doctor came in and said he should be okay. And I could see my heart rate slowly climbing back again. When it was back up in the 30s, I was feeling much better than when it was in the 20s, obviously, and getting a little more oxygen to my brain, what the little bit of brain I do have left. And it was a very scary time for me. You're one breath away from eternity, just one breath away. I'm not afraid to die, but I would like a little more time on this earth. I feel like I've got some things I've got to do before I check out of here. And I have been so blessed, and so many wonderful things are happening right now. So I continue to covet your prayers for our programming and for the ministry that we have on, especially on Sunday afternoons. People receiving gospel music who never, ever, probably ever listen to gospel music, and they listen to our other programs, to our oldies program, which is 50s, 60s, and 70s on Saturday, and then light rock on Friday afternoon. So the doors open up, and God uses, you know, all kinds of opportunities to get his word out there. So at least we will be able to put the word of God before some folks who possibly might never, ever be exposed to it in different parts of the world through our listeners throughout the world. 324, here's the Hensons and Mercy Build a Bridge.
In a lowly cattle stable in Bethlehem, there were signs of new construction on a mighty span, that in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross, 'cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's bridge. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails on Calvary's rugged ridge. Mercy built a bridge.
Cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where
bridge.
Now we can cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all the gift, mercy built a bridge,
where Jesus died so that you and I could live. Leave all you give, for mercy built a bridge,
a bridge.
Jesus is the bridge.
That's the Florida Boys, Built on Amazing Grace. 3:29. Good afternoon. I'd like to ask for a special prayer for Jenna Wheeler. Jenna Wheeler is one of our listeners who listens all the way in Australia. Now, I don't think Jenna is listening at this present moment, but she might have an opportunity to listen to the recorded program. And Jenna needs a very special touch by the Lord. So please put Jenna on your prayer list. Jenna, we are praying for you. We know that God can heal, and we are going to claim that miracle before it happens, Jenna. God bless you, Jenna, in Australia. 3:29, here's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. If this is what God says.
His little boy to a lonely place they called Moriah's Hill. God said, there you'll sacrifice your precious pride and joy, but you'll be blessed in ways I cannot tell. He said, Lord, I trust your perfectness as you rule from up on high. And though this trial is pressing us, this is how I will reply.
If this is what God wants, if this is what
doubt or try to figure out this circumstance.
If this is what God chose for me, in all His majesty, then surely I can trust and lean on what God says.
Storms we face in life are not what we would choose if we had the power to choose them for ourselves. We would take the easy road, thinking there's no way to lose, but we would miss the blessings of His will. So we must trust His perfectness as He rules from up on high. And when those trials are pressing us, this is how we should reply.
If this is what God wants, if this is what God says,
then who am I to doubt or try to figure out this circumstance?
If this is what God chose for me, in all His majesty, but surely I can trust and lean on what God says.
If this is what God chose for me,
in all His majesty,
then surely I can trust and lean on what God says.
I can never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything He's done, I can never praise Him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto Him my time and telling of His power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising Him for everything He's ever done for me, I could never praise Him enough
for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything He's done, I could never praise Him enough.
A thousand tongues could never tell just what our Lord has done. As if He hadn't done enough, He sent His only Son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for Him.
I could never praise Him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything He's done, I could never praise Him enough.
So
thank you, Lord, for making
That's Greater Vision. I could never praise him enough. 3:36, we're going to be hanging out with you until 4:30 today with this special edition of a Sunday Gospel Music Buffet. Thank you so much for joining us on this Palm Sunday. Also reminded by Norma Cleary up in Greenwood, Indiana, that this is also the first day of spring. Yeah! I'm so glad it's finally here, though a bit chilly outside. But that's only going to be for a couple of days. We're going to be warming right back up again into more spring-like conditions. And with that, I'd like to do a big shout-out to Norma and Yule Cleary up in Greenwood, Indiana, listening this afternoon. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Here's the Neelands, and I'll talk to the Father.
the strength you need to carry on. That's the time our God will prove himself so strong. And he will work a miracle that only he can do. Then once again, just as before, he will bring you through. Don't hang your head and cry. There's a million reasons why. You can hold your head high and smile. There's a loving God who cares. He hears and answers prayer. He will walk beside you every mile. Now we all have those days when it seems the sun won't shine and rain just keeps on pouring down from the darkest sky. But it's in those times we really learn to give up our control and hold on to the promises we already know. Don't hang your head and cry. There's a million reasons why. You can hold your head high and smile. Just take the time to read the words he wrote in love for you. And trust that every morning your head and cry. There's a million reasons why. You can hold your head high and smile. There's a loving God who cares. He hears and answers prayer. He will walk beside you every mile. So hold your head up high and smile.
As Ivan Parker, don't hang your head and cry. 3:44 and good afternoon. I'd like to do a big shout out all the way across the Atlantic Ocean over to Medhead, England. Said Doreen Ball. Doreen Ball listening this afternoon. And Doreen, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Jason Crabb, and I'll take Jesus.
As a camp for the rope he wore, the chosen one he tread. We're not thinking about eternity as our soldiers trod the nails. Will we learn from what they've done or make the same mistake? Which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I'll try those earthly pleasures and they fail. One will you take?
As the pages of my life have turned and time has rolled away, you see, the greatest things that I have done, they're not gonna matter on that day. All my earthly treasures that I have laid away, listen, they're gonna be to me just a memory. And this you'll hear me say, I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus. I tried those earthly pleasures and they fail. When you see the gates of heaven, you hear the Master say, be all the world, my child, which one?
That's Jason Crabb. I'll take Jesus. 12 minutes now before 4. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. Praise his name.
And you
Great message, great song. The Gaither Vocal Band singing a cappella, and He Will Carry You. 3:58, and here's the Inspirations.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You asked the Lord for healing.
healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky, and you're praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
Absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down Heaven's Avenue. We're having a big celebration. If you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better. Sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew, things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
The great sounds of the Inspirations, If You Only Knew. 29 minutes left of the show today, a special edition, a special Palm Sunday edition, and had not planned on being here, and just felt led to do the show, and I'm here. And you're going to have to put up with me for another 29 minutes. Here's Karen Peck and New River, and My God Will Always Be Enough.
This world could not relieve. My heart has lived in poverty that no one else could see. Until I found the sweet, restoring stream that changed my life. He called to me, come and drink, and my need was satisfied. My God will always be enough for the long. longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He renews me with his love. My God will always be enough. Tomorrow I could rise to find that everything has changed. This way of faith could take me to some unexpected place. But in all the twists and turns of life, I'm sure of this one thing: where the road seems so uncertain, my God will go with me. My God will always be enough for the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He renews me with his love. My God will always be enough. Oh, from a well of living water, he renews me with his love. My God will always be.
Ever turn to Jesus, you've always faced the darkness on your own. But now this pain is stronger, and this time it's lasted longer than any hurt you've ever known. You can't imagine taking one more step if you have to take it all alone. Take it to the cross. Fall down on your knees. Lay your burden there. Leave it at his feet. No heartache is too great. No worry is too small. Love and mercy waits at the altar of his grace.
take it to the cross.
I know just how you're feeling, the road that leads to healing, that's one that I've been down before. It's paved with His forgiveness, reminding us He's with us through every sorrow, every storm. Take it from someone who knows firsthand when you can't take it anymore.
Take it to the cross. Fall down on your knees. Lay your burden. Heartache is too great. No worry is too small. Love and mercy wait at the altar of His grace. Take it to the cross. Fall down on your knees. Burden there, leave it at His feet. No heartache is too great, no worry is too small. Love and mercy wait at the altar of His grace. Take it to the cross. No heartache is too great. No worry is too small. Love and mercy wait at the altar of His grace. Take it to the cross.
Take it to the cross. That's Legacy 5, 11 minutes past 4. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this special Palm Sunday edition, first day of spring edition of the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet. And I'm riding solo today. Terry's been out of town for a couple of days, and she's kind of playing catch-up today. I didn't give her much notice, like about 30 minutes that we're going to do the show. I'm lucky I didn't get killed. You know what I'm talking about. I'd like to do a big shout-out to Brother Claude Davis down in Nashville, Tennessee. Claude, I want to give you a compliment, brother. You've got a phenomenal vocal range. Every time I listen to Kenny Henson, I can hear your vocals in there. If you ever get an opportunity, Claude, please learn some Kenny Henson songs, because his vocals and your vocals are very similar, very comparable. And he had that, I think 2 or 3 octave range like you do. But I believe you could cover a lot of Kenny Henson's gospel songs. In fact, I'm going to have Kenny coming up here in just a couple of songs. Right now, though, here's the Lefevre Quartet, and we are the church.
Of hell shall not prevail against it there. Many kingdoms have since failed on shifting sand, but resting on that cornerstone, His church still stands.
We are the church of the living God, endued with power, standing on His word. Chosen and called, we are the church of the living God.
once my soul was astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched and as vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In the tempest, to him I then flee, there to lean on his arm, safe, secure from all harm, since he reached down his hand for me.
When the Savior reached down for me,
he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son.
That's Gold City, when he reached down his hand for me. 18 minutes past four. We've got about 12 minutes of show left. And here's Kenny Henson. And again, I'd like to tell Claude Davis, Brother Claude Davis down in Nashville. Claude, your vocals are so similar to Kenny's. It's not even funny. And Kenny is one of my favorite gospel singers of all time, brother. So that's quite a compliment. The name of this song is Look to Him. Again, Kenny Henson.
The Bible says, when you've done all you can to stand, just stand. And I know it's hard sometimes to look through these tear-stained eyes and still see the scars in hands. But just you keep this in mind, when hope seems so hard to find, surely you've not reached the end. When the whole world has let you down, Jesus can still be found.
He can still
if you
tried it all, look to him. Look to him for the only, when sorrow makes lonely all the day, then the night closes in. He can banish the midnight and pull back the sunlight. So how questions can, Lord, they can get so hard to understand, but then you know I know someone that knows it all. His eyes see even that little sparrow fall, yet he can hold back the sea with just one hand. He's so big he rides on the breeze that blows, yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartaches and all the trouble you're in. So when life seems everything but good, remember him, cause he's the only one that could. If you'd only dare look to him, look to him for the only, when sorrow makes lonely all the day, and the night closes in.
Beautiful song by Kenny Henson. It's called Look to Him. 424, got about 6 minutes of show left on this Palm Sunday, this special edition. Now, Terry will be back with me for the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet on Easter Sunday, 1 week from today. And this was kind of an impromptu show today. I just felt like I needed to be on the air with my listeners and worshiping with my listeners. And still a little bit... I'm a little bit queasy from the new medication they're giving me, and just taking it one day at a time. Here's the Cathedrals, and oh, what a Savior.
He gave his life's blood for me and me. Once I was strayed in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and they found Savior to save.
his heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nailed, scarred, his side was pierced. He
save me from all sin.
Well, that's the new gospel singing caravan. It's 4:32, and I got tickled with that because I'm sitting here making a vain attempt to sing a little bass with that and just really enjoy that old-time Southern gospel, like that song in particular. I'd like to do a big shout-out to Margie Perkins over around Memphis, Tennessee. And Margie has joined us a little bit late, but you know what we're going to do? I was going to sign off at 4:32, or 4:30, rather. It's 4:32. Hey, let's stretch this out another 28 minutes. What do you say? Let's go to 5 o'clock. Here's the Southern Harmony Quartet. Somebody say amen.
I felt the burdens roll away. You can hear and you understand. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you've been blessed by God, let me see you lift your hands. Joy bells in your heart start ringing when the praises you start singing. Shout it out and then again. Somebody say amen. If the Lord's been good to you and you want to praise Him anew, time you gotta let Him know. Go ahead and lift your hands. Them saints will offer praise. It'll make the devil flee away. If you hear and you understand, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If you've been blessed by God, let me see you lift your hands. Joy bells in your heart start ringing when the praises you start singing. Shout out and then again, somebody say amen.
Matter anymore. just across the river to where my pain is gonna end inside. There's just a few more days to live, then
goodness, that's Squire Parsons, Sweet Beulah Land, and I believe I'm levitated. Oh, every time I hear the song, it does the same thing to me. Of course, we're all talking here on Facebook, and Brother Claude Davis down in Nashville, Tennessee, his eyes are watering, my eyes are watering, Sue Estes's eyes are watering, Margie Perkins' eyes are watering, and we're all saying amen. Here's the Mike Lefevre Quartet.
His chariot, he rides on the wings of the wind. He set the earth on its foundation and told time when to begin.
Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty?
Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty?
It's called Glorious, the Michael Fever Quartet, 4:43, and we'd only planned to go to about 4:30. Of course, sometimes those plans get a little bit interrupted, don't they? And we're having a great time with the Lord today. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter, Praise His Name.
Your mountain seems so tall, and you realize that life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise His name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Can't go on, just raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name.
Praise the hurt away if you just praise His name. That's Jeff and Sherry Easter, 4:47. And like I said, we've gone a little bit longer than we intended. How Brother Claude Davis put on there something about, let's see what he says. Not uncommon for the preacher to be long-winded. Well, it's not. I'm not a preacher, but it's not uncommon for me to be long-winded. That's pretty much been the story of my life. 12 minutes now before 5. We'll go up to 5 o'clock today, and I could just stay on here all night long. Got so much to be thankful for, so much to praise God for, including all my wonderful friends out there that listen to the show, my friends on Facebook who have been so faithful to pray for me with the heart issues going on. Hey, here's the Booth Brothers, and welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
The tablecloths are red and white. The tea is sweet and cold. The lines are long for that good fried chicken and green bean casserole. Old folks all are fanning. The young kids are at play. The preacher asked a blessing. It's a scene that seems to say,
welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
We all feel like napping on a Sunday afternoon, but we stick around for a while to sing some good old gospel tunes. Doesn't matter if the voices and the songs are new or old. There's something harmony that's speaking to my soul.
Welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more. When I count my blessings, it's easy to see my brothers and sisters that mean so much to me.
I think about the many times they've kept me in their prayers, and the countless ways they've always shown me that they care. And I know they'll still walk with me no matter what's ahead. So much more than just their words, their lives have always said,
welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
For I'm sheltered in Shall hear
the call from heaven's portals.
Come on home, my child.
Come home, my child.
It's the last mile you'll have to try.
It's the last mile you have to try.
I'll just fall asleep.
I'll fall asleep
and wake
up in God's new heaven.
Shelter safe,
forever sheltered
within
the arms of God.
The arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me,
and not a
birth shall harm me.
For I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
So let the cold winds blow.
It's so good to know. Sheltered in the arms of God.
Darling, we have both been sheltered in the arms of God.
Oh my goodness, that is so beautiful. That's Dottie Rambo and Porter Wagoner, and Sheltered in the Arms of God. And comments flying back and forth on Facebook, beautiful comments that are just blessing my heart. Margie Perkins says her father, when he would have revival in down in Dallas, Texas, that sometimes Dottie Rambo and Porter Wagoner would sing at that revival. And thank you for sharing that memory with us, Margie Perkins. And I'm going to make this the last song. We're going to wrap it up, and it's the Perrys, and I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. And I wouldn't, and I apologize for going this late and leaving this soon. I had plans on leaving at 4:30, and I'm not going to make any flimsy excuses. I do have to take some medication coming up a little bit after 5. So God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to this special edition, this Palm Sunday edition of the Gospel Music Buffet. I'm without Terry today, but not very long. She's going to be back with me next weekend when we do the show again. I don't know about my other shows, but if I have any energy, I do want to save it for the show that is so special to me and has become so special to me, and that's the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet. I may hold off on the other two shows for a while, but I do not want to miss another Sunday if I don't absolutely have to. Going out with the Perrys, God bless each and every one of you throughout this week. And again, I want to mention the names of Ronnie Crabtree and Jenna Wheeler. Special prayer for both of these folks. Both of these folks need a special touch, and I pray for comfort for their family too. God bless you all. See you next week. Here's the Perrys.
Turn me around. He
covered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Ain't nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold can never buy mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feel it is power, I can say, thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down. And there I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could, still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.